Hi and good day everyone, it's McCaughan here and it's February the 13th. This isn't the February the 13th boo, this is just a short boo. My thoughts for this morning. So, I've been a bit confused to be honest with you with these February boos because as Dean Reed said in his boo, which he did along the lines of the previously suggested boo for yesterday, was the four people or people you would like to invite to a dinner to sit around the table with you. And then that was apparently changed, cancelled or whatever, and became a poetry evening, as it were, or a poetry day. So then, and Chris Pilgrim, Chris kind of done a little bit on that and said something along the similar lines that it was probably a far better subject for everyone. And I felt that myself. I've tried poetry. I've got little poems. In fact, I was going to think about putting them up, but I thought, oh my God, no, it's not really. It's play poems, you know, not serious stuff. And I just find that poetry is kind of specific. People either love poetry or they can't be bothered with it. Now, I kind of love it when it's a nice poem said well, but to be honest, it's not something I sit down and read or something I target on the internet or anything. So, I agree with Dean and I agree with Chris that probably the better subject would have been the dinner. So, I may do one along those lines today. It will be a retrospective boo if that's the case, and it'll probably be a wrong boo because it's not meant to be about that anyway, but who the heck cares? Anyway, so a bit of confusion about that, and I've looked at some of the other subject matters for the rest of the week as well, and today is supposed to be about what your first record you ever bought. Well, you know, I can't honestly remember. How many people can actually remember their very, very, very first record? You know, maybe a handful of people can actually remember that. I think most of it would be guesswork. Like, well, as far as I can remember, it was, in my case, oh, what's the point in saying if I'm going to do it? I'll keep that back if I do it. But what I'm trying to say is, that is a very difficult thing for someone to actually put their finger 100% wholeheartedly on that was the actual record I bought, because I was buying records since I was probably about 10, and I can't possibly remember the very first one. I can remember the records that I thought about at the time, but I don't want to linger on this. I'm just trying to make out the point that I'm a bit confused, I'm a bit, my head's a bit upside down regarding some of these boos, and I mean, okay, if you talk about the first record you bought, it's going to be a short boo, isn't it? My first record was Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, which probably was for me, actually. But, and it's a great record, and everybody knows how great... So what else can you say about that? You know, it's not got a lot of content for people to do a decent boo on. You know, it's just going to be very, very short. We're going to have about 30-second boos, you know, so... I'm not too sure about that one either. So that's just something I'm rambling on about this morning. I haven't really booed over the past couple of days. I was at a car boot on Saturday. Maybe you remember me putting stuff up on Twitter. And I think I'd done audio boo on Saturday as well. But basically, on Saturday, I was listening to a kind of new audio boo to me, not new to some other people, Nissapod, Ruth Jenkins, and so I just listened to a stream. I think I said that before, that I've kind of got into this habit now of just picking a person out and just downloading their stream and following it through as best you can, and I think that gives you a far better picture of whether you're going to follow that person or whether you're going to be interested in their content or not. So maybe that's another... Maybe I should have done another boo about that. I don't know. I'm getting confused. I have a confused head this morning. It's just been one of those mornings, to be honest with you. So anyway, yeah, that's my views on the boos, or the content boos, for this week, February. And I hope some more interesting subjects come up for next week. I think the dinner date one was a far better idea. It would have been fantastic to hear people who they would have dragged into their dinner table. I think that would have been fantastic, actually, because the two or three that there's only two so far, I think, Dean and Chris. Or did Simon SN2N? Yeah, I think Simon did a very short one. And I think it was very clever the way he did it. He just said, look, he's boo pals, he's boo buddies, including Yana, which is very kind of Simon to include Yana, considering she's usually included in them all. And she's the star anyway, Simon. Come on, you know, she should actually be inviting you to the table. Okay, folks, enough rambling for this boo this morning. I'm going to have another coffee and try and wake my groggy head up. Bye for now.